It's Monday. It's January 14th, 2019. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Oh, and you only thought Christmas was over.
Well, you're right. I did think it was over.
No, because we have the first gift of 2019.
Okay.
Fort Smith Little Theater is on a calendar year, not a school year.
Right.
And they have announced their season for 2019.
All right.
It starts the 14th of February, and I'm excited about announcing seasons. You know that
you
just
love to do that.
Makes
yes.
me happy. This is the, they believe, the oldest continuously operating all-volunteer community theater in Arkansas.
Oh, I think, yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty special. And they do what most theater companies do. Directors submit shows they'd like to direct. A mm-hmm. committee looks at those shows. They try to plan a season that has a lot of laughs and a little drama.
Some peaks and valleys.
Yeah. And so this year, the first show is called Happily Ever After, a Wedding Comedy. This is one of those very lighthearted. It says, moments before her wedding, Francie is hiding in the church nursery, convinced her destiny is with another man if he ever wakes up from his coma.
Okay.
That's the 14th through 17th and 20th through 23rd. The next one's a little more serious. One of their longtime directors, Mickey Volkel, is directing The Graduate in April.
Okay.
You know that story.
Plastic.
Mrs. Robinson,
yeah.
You've got a lovely daughter. And then they're going to really go for the serious stuff. And in June, they're doing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, wow.
Which, sorry, no offense, I hope to never see again.
I know what you're saying.
It gives me nightmares.
Have you ever read the book?
Yes.
The book is fantastic.
It started the nightmares. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
But it is an amazing show. If you've never seen it, wow.
Did you know that One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is one of just three movies that swept all five of the major Oscars? Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Screenplay, Best Director.
Wow.
One of three.
I want to know how these things stay in your head. I can't even remember who I am.
You want to know what the other two are?
Sure.
It Happened One Night, Clark Gable.
Okay.
And Silence of the Lambs, directed by Jonathan Demme.
None of the classics that, like, I would think of Gone with the Wind or...
Well, now, when you think about it, you've got to get all five.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're assuming that someone else didn't have an amazing performance in a different
right.
movie or...
Well, yeah. like, at the year Gone with the Wind, it was all split because it was Gone with the Wind
Wizard of Oz. Gunga Din.
Yeah.
Lives of a Bengal Lancer, those things.
He has the most amazing brain. Mm. Anyway, if we survive the hard ones, we get to July and it's time for Beauty and the Beast.
Ah.
They're doing the Disney
the musical?
Version, of course, yes. And they are already working on it. They say
yeah.
Carol Rogers is directing, George Mann is the music director. They've teamed up on a bunch of things. And they've been wanting the rights for this for ages. They finally got it, and they're already costuming and doing all these things, so it'll be amazing. Come September, they're doing Born Yesterday, which is not a show I know, but I know it was a film.
Yeah.
A wealthy but crude businessman on a trip to the Capitol is socially embarrassed by his ditzy, uncultured mm-hmm. showgirl blonde girlfriend. He hires a reporter to teach her the ropes, a decision he later regrets. 1950 movie.
Right.
Should be fun. And then next year in November, Miracle on 34th Street. That'll be a nice classic Christmas show. And they also have two off-season productions, A Perfect Likeness, Carol Photographs Dickens in April. And those are just one weekend, no reservations. And they're doing Best Christmas Pageant Ever next December.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Which is good because it's going to
be
in rotation,
right,
at Arkansas Public Theater. And then also this week, if you don't do anything else this week.
Okay.
This is the one thing I want you to do.
Okay.
Hire yourself to the Bella Vista Public Library tonight.
Right.
At 6 o'clock. We talked about this yesterday on the Sunday show. The new curator at the University Museum, Laura Lamb, is going to talk about the Merci Train, which were gifts back to France, from France to the United States after a train of food and supplies at the end of World War II. This is such a cool story. And the University Museum has like 200 things from this. 6 o'clock, Bella Vista Public Library. It'll be fun.
You live in Bella Vista.
I do, and I'll be there.
Okay, that's
oh,
what
yeah.
I was gonna ask, yeah.
And then let's see what else is particularly good. The Wednesday Sandwiched In at the Shiloh Museum is The Pea Vine, the story of Northwest Arkansas's Kansas City and Memphis Railway with Mike Seipelt. The noon Sandwiched Ins are fabulous and free, and they have cookies. And then on Thursday, an opening reception for The Future is Female, which is the new show at the 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville, art show.
Excited to see that. All right, Becca Martin Brown, welcome back. Happy New Year. One last time. Next time, it's too late
to say.
We'll
just go on.
That's right. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.